U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is looking to establish a new detention center in Northern California, CalMatters reported. Democratic lawmakers have criticized the effort but will likely be unable to prevent the move. California was unsuccessful at banning new federal immigration detention centers during President-elect Trump's first term in office. A federal appeals court ruled that immigration is a federal issue and determined that states cannot overstep the federal government. As of 2024, there are 6 ICE detention centers in California. Federal documents revealed ICE hopes to establish a 7th detention center. The agency said it is seeking a facility within a 2-hour surface commute of an ICE field office or sub-office and approximately 850 to 950 detention beds, with 15% to 20% reserved for female detainees. The agency said it prefers to find facilities exclusively for ICE detainees. However, authorities would consider other detention facilities housing other detained populations if separation from ICE detainees is maintained. The facilities can be either publicly or privately owned. The American Civil Liberties Union of Northern California has said that immigration detention centers are plagued by severe and ongoing human rights abuses. Grievances include inadequate food, clean water, and medical care, as well as bullying, harassment, and sexual assault. On Tuesday, December 3rd, Democratic lawmakers in California urged the Biden administration to shut down a privately run immigration detention center in the state. It remains unclear whether the Biden administration will grant the request before the president leaves office next month. ICE is also looking to expand in Arizona, New Mexico, Washington, and Oregon.